We have two major, one British, one American movies on the way in, and they will be starting up before Christmas, and we will be hosting them. One will be a studio picture, one will be a studio and location picture. One is not a massive budget, it would be about $3.5 million sterling, but the other one is a $65 million budget movie, which is a big one.
How big will the film crews involved in these be?
Well, you're looking at probably around about between 750 and 1,000 on site all of the time, and that's just in the productions. That's not the employment that then is outside of the studio that literally supplies and supports the studio build situation.
The two big budget films that are coming here this year, will that have a knock-on effect? Will it create jobs locally?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Even the film that we've got in at the moment, Property of the State, that movie has brought in, I would say, probably about 60% of its employed base is local. Certainly all the goods and services that they are bringing in, it's the companies that are indigenously based that have now got another source of income coming through. Absolutely, yes. There is a massive potential to actually develop employment, goods and services, supply, ancillaries, right across the Northwest.
Now, the film you're telling us about that has the £65 million budget, can you go into any further detail on that? Suppose, what's the film about? Is it a sci-fi or is it a biopic?
No, it's a drama. It's an adaptation of an established book by an established writer of the 20th century. And it is set in Venice, of all places, and in London. And it is a big-budget movie, produced and directed by an ex-007 James Bond director, who will come in, and it'll be the first, I hope, of two or three of his slate of films. So it's a big one.
So will we have big-name actors coming here and staying here in Ballykelly?
100%. Well, Ballykelly and Derry and Limavady, it's because of when you're housing a film crew, you've got, that's a lot of people. If you've got 120, 150 people, for a set solid length of time, you've got to, that doesn't sit well with one local hotel. So the traditionally you spread those people across the hotel base and the room space in the area. So you'll have the big stars in Derry, they'll be there, they'll be at the hotels, they'll be in the bars, they'll be in the restaurants, they will partake of the theatres. And that's what happened in Belfast when the first films came in there.
And you can't name the big actors involved?
I can't, only because I don't know. See, my job is to bring these films in. Once they know where they're going to come and they can feasibly make the movie, then the next stage of their development is to go away and say, right, we can do this movie. We know where we can do it with the locations. We know we've got the facilities to do it. Now let's look at the cast. And so it's usually the director who's a big name director, and then he will start to choose his cast. And it can be, I mean, I'm not saying Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp or any of those, but those are the caliber of the above the line people who will come into this movie for sure.
So there's a chance that we could see Johnny Depp going into the local chippy here in Ballykelly. A local could see that before Christmas.
Oh my goodness, yes, absolutely. Don't hold me to Johnny Depp, but yeah, that caliber, what we call the marquee, is very, very definitely going to be here for absolute sure.